But moving on to some more fines-based news now. Tom, I've heard of skull caps, but what's this about skull cups?
Yes, Diana, there's been a rather grisly bit of news from Gough's Cave in Somerset. Writing in the journal Plus One, Sylvia Bellow and colleagues have described three skull bowls excavated over 20 years ago that appear to have been shaped from the heads of other humans.
So how old are these cranium bowls and how do we know that they were actually used as bowls?
Well, they've been dated to around 14,700 years before present, meaning they belonged to and were used by early Britons. Over the last few years, they've undergone some microscopic analyses to find out how they were shaped. And it looks like the skull bowls were cut and cleaned out very, very carefully. So if their makers had simply been after brains, then there would have been much easier ways to open the skull up than removing the top portion of it.
Right, so this likely was a well-practiced or at least well-planned bit of vessel making then.
Yes, though we don't know for sure if the original owners of the skulls were specifically killed or eaten to provide implements for other people, and we don't know for sure that these skulls were used as bowls for food or drink. But there are other cultures across the world that have done in the more recent past, such as in Tibet, Fiji and India.
But there was some cannibalism going on in Cheddar Gorge about 15,000 years ago, is that right?
Yeah, the famous Cheddar Gorge, yes. The cut marks on other human bones do imply that this was going on. Several of the bones exhibited evidence of being opened up, specifically to get hold of the marrow inside.
Well, I wonder how they decided who was worthy of being eaten and who wasn't.